USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says he's thrown out his credibility after Attorney General William Barr's announcement of a news conference at 9:30 on Thursday morning about the Russia report. This conference is a few hours before the actual release of the report itself.
You'll see a lot of very strong things come out tomorrow.
President Trump told Washington's WMAL radio that he may take questions after the Attorney General's news conference, and the president again praised Barr.
He's been a fantastic Attorney General. He's grabbed it by the horn.
Last week, Barr said he believes the Trump campaign was spied on. The president told WMAL he believes President Obama knew of it.
We're talking about pervasive, horrible things that were happening, and it would certainly be hard to believe that he didn't know.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
USA Radio Network's Tim Berg says the president is trying to help people who have jobs.
President Trump at the White House talking about what he's doing to help the average American worker.
Wages are rising fast, and they're rising most quickly for the lowest income Americans. You know, you keep hearing about for the wealthy. It's not the wealthy. It's for, frankly, if you look at it, blue-collar workers.
The U.S. says it's imposing sanctions on the Central Bank of Venezuela. The Trump administration says the bank has been instrumental in propping up the government of Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro. For the time being, attorneys for Patriots owner Robert Kraft were able to block plans by Florida prosecutors to release undercover video of Kraft and others engaged in activities inside a Palm Beach County massage parlor. A judge will rule later this month if that video can be made public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
In a speech at Texas A&M University, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo used the occasion to address the issue of why diplomacy matters in the world today. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Pompeo said the work being done by the State Department is vital to our soldiers because they need us and we need them.
The state has helped grow the ranks of the Defeat ISIS Coalition, an enormous victory. We've seized back 100% of the caliphate, liberating millions of Syrians. American diplomats were at the center of creating that coalition and reducing threats to our citizens.
Texas A&M is second only to the military academies for the number of graduates serving the nation in uniform. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton, has a message for countries with socialism. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The Trump administration is taking more measures to crack down on the political regimes in Cuba and Venezuela, announcing new sanctions as well as announcing a new policy that allows lawsuits against foreign entities that are operating on properties that were seized during the Cuban Revolution. National Security Advisor John Bolton outlines the new policies that are intended to hurt the Three Stooges of socialism, as he calls it.
As the president said in February, the twilight hour of socialism has arrived in our hemisphere. The troika of tyranny, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, is beginning to crumble.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.